Everybody was hypnotized by the cube, but Rory lowered her voice to a whisper anyhow. He was openly rebellious, and she was really pissed off. It looked as if she'd allowed him to be in on the conference call if he promised to behave. But then he wouldn't go along with the party line. This is the scoop you called about? Yes. The president was going to authorize 3 orbital weapons, masers powered by H-bombs. Pauling seemed to think they would wind up pointed the wrong way, toward France. Ah, that's the DOD connection. What? He said on the cube he was after the Secretary of Defense as well as the president. He did, right? Another interesting thing, the president cut him off. But I think there's only one of these masers. I guess the other two are decoys. I don't know how much of this I can use, though I appreciate knowing it. What could they do to you? Cut me off from Washington's sources, at the least. Haul me up in front of a security committee? Hell, they've got the Undersecretary of Defense under house arrest. Isn't he the secretary now? She shook her head. Doesn't work that way. The president, whoever that may be, appoints a new one, if he can find anybody at home. I suspect half of Washington will be out beyond the beltways before quitting time. France might do something? More likely the jihad. But we have lots of enemies who can see that it would be a good time for a couple of strategically placed bombs. Convenient to be out of New York, too. Sleepy college towns have their advantages. This one, I don't know. The way the jihad rails about the coming, they might be able to spare a bomb for here or the Cape, as long as they're bombing. You're not kidding. Just professionally paranoid. Look at that. They kept turning rocks over until they found him. Carl Lamb was standing on the Capitol steps next to Cool Moon Davis, who looked like a 90-year-old Native American who had just been dragged out of a deep sleep. He was only 72, actually, but had had an eventful life. Speaker Davis, do you have any words for America at this tragic time? He looked up into the camera, eyes dull, and straightened up slightly when his earphones started feeding him lines. I've always admired Carly LaSalle, that is, for her spirit and her dedication to American ideals of America. Like all Americans, I feel a deep lens of sauce, I mean a sense of sauce, a truly deep outrage at this crime against the Republic. This crime of assassination. He came up with that himself, Marya muttered. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a link to Walter Reed and the Vice President. I mean, President Mossberg wants to address the nation. He looked bad. His chest a tight wrapping of blood-stained bandage, arms inert at his sides, breathing tube taped to his nose. His normally clear voice was gravelly and nasal. The doctors say I have a good chance of surviving, but I have spent most of my life in the company of professional liars, and I can see through them. He coughed violently, and a nurse cut off the view for a moment. I am ordering that an election be held as soon as possible after my death, and I'm sure Mr. Cool agrees. He spoke slowly, teeth clenched. The world and this nation face an unprecedented historical challenge 1 month from now. We need a leader in place who is not Cool Moon Davis. He grimaced and his head lolled to one side. Am I still alive? Your brain is alive, a male voice said. Not much else is. Thank you. In fact, I believe that you could pull a random citizen off the street and find him or her better able to deal with this crisis than Representative Davis. Or the late president, for that matter. Forgive me for speaking plainly, but... The cube went dark and faded back in with Carl Lamb and Davis, both looking a little pale. We seem to have lost... The vice president, Davis cut in, has not been sworn into office. He paused, listening. And cannot yet speak as president. The laws of succession are plain, and there is no need for a special election. Chief Justice West is hurrying to Walter Reed as we speak, Lamb said. He was en route to New York when this disaster struck.